Lesson 41, Mark 10. Introduction. Near the end of his mortal ministry, the Savior ministered to those in Perea. While there, he taught the doctrine of marriage and invited little children to come unto him. The Savior also admonished a rich young ruler to sell all his possessions and follow him. As the Savior left Perea and made his way to Jerusalem for the last time in mortality, he foretold his death and resurrection, and counseled his apostles to serve others. He also healed a blind man at Jericho. Suggestions for teaching. Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Jesus teaches the doctrine of marriage and invites little children to come to him. Show students several pictures of young children. What qualities or characteristics do you admire about your younger brothers or sisters or other young children you know? List students' responses on the board. Invite students to look for a truth as they study Mark 10, verses 1 through 16, that teaches us why we should become like little children. Explain that near the end of the Savior's ministry, he left Galilee and went to an area called Perea. You may want to invite students to locate Perea on the handout, Mortal Life of Jesus Christ at a Glance, see Lesson 5, or on Bible Maps number 11. The Holy Land in New Testament times. Summarize Mark 10, 1 through 12 by explaining that while in Perea, the Savior taught the people about the importance of marriage. Invite a student to read Mark 10, 13 through 14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened while the Savior was in Perea. How did the disciples react when the people brought young children to the Savior? Explain that the word rebuked in verse 13 indicates that the disciples told the people they were wrong to bring their children to the Savior. How did the Savior respond to the disciples? Invite a student to read Mark 10, 15 through 16 aloud, and ask the class to look for what the Savior taught his disciples as the little children came to him. Explain that the phrase, "receive the kingdom of God," in verse 15, refers to receiving the gospel. What do you think it means to receive the gospel as a little child? Write students' responses on the board and compare them with the items already listed on the board. What principle can we learn from these verses about what will happen as we receive the gospel like little children? Students may identify multiple truths, but make sure it is clear that as we receive the gospel like little children, we will be prepared to enter God's kingdom. In what ways does receiving the gospel like little children prepare us to enter God's kingdom? To help students answer this question, you may want to refer them to Mosiah 3:19. Mark 10, verses 17 through 34. The Savior admonishes a rich young ruler to sell his possessions and follow him. Invite a student to read Mark 10, 17 through 20 aloud, and ask the class to look for what happened after the Savior blessed the little children. How would you describe the man who came to Jesus? Why? What did the man ask the Savior? How did Jesus respond? Explain that Matthew 19 also contains the account of this man coming to the Savior. Invite a student to read Matthew 19:20 aloud, and ask the class to listen for how the man responded after the Savior listed some of the commandments. After acknowledging that he kept all the commandments, what question did the young man ask the Savior? You may want to suggest that students mark the young man's question. Write the following question on the board. What lack I yet? Invite students to read Mark 10:21 silently, looking for how the Savior responded to the young man. What did the Savior tell the young man he still lacked? Point out the phrase, quote, "Jesus beholding him loved him," end quote, in verse 21. You may want to suggest that students mark this phrase in their scriptures. Why do you think it is important to know that Jesus loved this young man before he told him what he lacked? What principles can we learn from this account? Students may identify several principles, including the following. Because he loves us, the Lord will help us know what we lack in our efforts to follow him. If we ask the Lord, he will teach us what we need to do to inherit eternal life. Invite students to read Mark 10:22 silently, looking for how the young man reacted when the Savior counseled him to sell all that he had. How did the young man react? According to verse 22, why did he react that way? Point out that while we may not be asked to give up great riches to follow the Lord, He has asked us to make other sacrifices to serve Him and obey His commandments. What are some sacrifices the Lord has asked of us that may be difficult to make? What blessings might we fail to receive if we choose not to follow the Lord in all things? Invite a student to read Mark 10:23 through 27 aloud. Ask the student to replace the appropriate part of verse 27 with the Joseph Smith translation excerpt found in Mark 10:27 footnote A. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior taught about leaving all for His sake. Why do you think it is so hard for those who trust in riches or other worldly things to enter the kingdom of God? What do you think it means that all things are possible for those who trust in God? Invite a student to read Mark 10:28 through 31 aloud. Ask the student to replace the verse 31 with the Joseph Smith translation excerpt found in Mark 10:31 footnote A. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Peter said after the Savior taught that we should be willing to give up whatever He requires of us. According to verse 28, what did Peter say? What did the Savior promise to those who are willing to give up everything to follow Him? What principle can we learn from the Savior's teachings about what we must do to receive eternal life? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. To receive eternal life, we must be willing to give up whatever the Lord requires of us. Write this principle on the board. Why is eternal life worth any sacrifice we are asked to make on earth? You may want to remind students that eternal life includes living forever in God's presence with our righteous family members. Summarize Mark 10:32 through 34 by explaining that the Lord told His disciples that after they arrived in Jerusalem, He would be mocked, scourged, spit upon, and killed, and that He would rise again on the third day. How is the Savior a perfect example of being willing to give up whatever God requires? Testify of the truths that have been taught in this lesson. Encourage students to prayerfully ponder the question, "What lack I yet?" and obey any promptings they may receive concerning sacrifices the Lord would like them to make. Note: share your testimony. The end of a lesson is not the only time to bear your testimony. Take opportunities during the lesson to share your testimony of doctrines and principles as they are identified and discussed. Invite your students to do the same. As testimonies are shared, the Holy Ghost can bear witness of the truthfulness of the testimonies in the hearts and minds of students. Mark 10, verses 35 through 52. The Savior foretells His death and resurrection and counsels His apostles to serve others. Divide students into small groups. Provide each group with a copy of the following handout and invite them to complete it. The handout is titled, "Who is the Greatest?" Complete this handout as a group and discuss your answers to the questions. List some activities you enjoy. Name some individuals who are truly great at performing the activities you listed above. What makes them great? As you continue the study of the Savior's words in Mark 10, look for what He taught about what makes a person truly great. Read Mark 10:35 through 37, looking for what James and John asked of the Savior as they traveled toward Jerusalem. James and John's request to sit at the Savior's right hand and left hand implied that they wanted to receive more glory and honor in God's kingdom than the other apostles would receive. Mark 10:38 through 40 records that the Savior explained to James and John that this blessing would be given to those who were prepared to receive it. Read Mark 10:41, looking for how the other disciples responded to James and John's request. Why do you think the other disciples were displeased with James and John? Read Mark 10:42-45, looking for what the Savior taught his disciples about greatness. Complete the following statement based on what the Savior taught about true greatness. To be truly great, we must blank. In verse 45, the word minister means to provide care, comfort, aid, and support for others. Why would someone who serves and ministers to others, like the Savior, be considered truly great? When has someone served and cared for you or your family? Why might you consider that person truly great? End of handout. After students have completed the handout, invite several to report how they completed the statement based on Mark 10:42-45. Students may use other words, but they should identify the following principle. To be truly great, we must follow the Savior's example by serving others. Summarize Mark 10:46-52 by explaining that as the Savior and his apostles were leaving Jericho to journey to Jerusalem, a blind man named Bartimaeus cried out for the Savior to heal him. The crowd told Bartimaeus to be quiet, but he cried out even louder. The Savior heard his cry, had compassion on him, and healed him. Note, the account of Bartimaeus' healing will be taught in greater detail in the lesson for Luke 18. How is the Savior a perfect example of the principle he taught about ministering to others? Share your testimony that the Savior is truly great because of the way he ministers to Heavenly Father's children. Invite students to think about what they can do to serve and care for those around them. Encourage them to set a goal that will help them serve and minister to others.